Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Money Girl Podcast. I'm your host, Laura Adams. This is a weekly show dedicated to helping you master your money by giving you the answers, tools, and resources you need to reach your financial goals. Today's topic is about a question I received from Glenn. He says, in one of your podcasts about IRAs, you mentioned the penalty for taking an early withdrawal if you're younger than age 59 and a half. But what if you want to retire early? Is the 72T exception still an option? Thanks for this question, Glenn. I've written and podcasted about 72T plans before, but it's been a while, so I'm glad that you brought it up. It's something that few people use, but I want to talk about it today because when it comes to your retirement accounts, you should always have your eyes wide open. I believe you need to know all your options for accessing your money. So I'm going to hit the highlights of this little known and oddly named exception that Glenn mentions. You'll learn this special technique for taking early withdrawals from your retirement account while avoiding the typical steep penalty. And if you're like Glenn and have a question that you want me to cover on the show, two of the best places to reach me are my contact page at lauradadams.com and inside my private Facebook group called Dominate Your Debt. If you'd like an invitation to join this terrific group, all you have to do is send me a text message right now. Text group 400, that's group 400, to the number 33444. I hope to see you in the group. If you're a regular Money Girl reader or podcast listener, you know that I strongly recommend using retirement accounts, such as IRAs and workplace plans, to save for retirement. The reason is they just come with terrific tax benefits and legal protections that you're not going to get anywhere else. They don't come with regular investing accounts. However, retirement accounts also have a major downside. You generally cannot take money out of one before age 59 and a half without having to pay a 10% penalty. The idea is that these accounts are meant to provide security in retirement and not to be tapped early or tapped on a whim. There are some qualified exceptions when you can take early distributions from an IRA that are penalty-free, such as paying for education, paying for medical bills, or even for your first home. For more information about retirement account rules, limits, and exceptions, you should download my one-page resource called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. It gives you all the information you need about the most popular types of accounts. You can get it by visiting the Money Girl page at quickanddirtytips.com and looking for this episode, which is 409, called How to Take Penalty-Free Early Withdrawals from Retirement Accounts. Or you can send me another text message right now. Just text the word RETIRE to the number 33444, and I'll send out the retirement account comparison chart for you. Again, that's a free resource. So let's dive into the 72T exception that Glenn mentioned. In addition to a few allowable situations, there is this little-known rule that you can use to avoid the early withdrawal penalty. Problem is, it comes with restrictions and some pretty risky consequences if you don't use it the right way. This exception goes by a few different names, such as a 72T distribution, a 72T payment plan, and substantially equal periodic payments, or a SEP plan, S-E-P-P for short. The name 72T is kind of strange, but it comes from its numbered section of the IRS tax code. And it's a regulation that allows you to set up a plan to take equal monthly or even annual distributions from your retirement account, such as a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. You can also set up a 72T from a workplace plan, such as a 401k, as long as you no longer work for that employer that offers you the 401k. Now, the amount that you can withdraw using a 72T plan is calculated very strategically, very specifically, using one of three accounting methods approved by the IRS. I won't bore you with the details of the accounting on how you figure substantially equal periodic payments with these three different methods, but some of the factors that go into the calculations include your account balance, your age, and your life expectancy. The payment calculation can be based on the amount in a single retirement account instead of the aggregate of all your retirement accounts. So you can set up multiple accounts in order to have more control over the distribution amount that you want to take. All payments you receive from a 72T plan that were not previously taxed, such as for a traditional IRA or a traditional 401k, will be subject to income tax, just like when you take distributions from those accounts in retirement. Remember that with traditional accounts, you get a tax break up front, so those contributions are not taxed when you put the money in, but they are taxed when you take withdrawals later on in retirement. It's important to understand that once you begin taking 72T distributions, you cannot stop taking them for a certain period of time. Once the plan is put in place, you must take the periodic payments for a minimum of 5 years or until you turn 59 and a half, whichever is longer. After you complete a series of 5-year distributions and reach the age of 59 and a half, you can take retirement distributions any way you like. However, for most traditional accounts, once you reach age 70 and a half, you generally must take annual required minimum distributions, no matter if you used a 72T plan or not. Another issue with initiating a 72T payment plan is that you can't make any new contributions to your retirement account or add any assets or rollovers to the account while you're taking payments.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. for the love of home.
Okay, back to taking early withdrawals using a 72T plan. This plan is a huge benefit if you're ready to retire before the official age of 59 and a half, or if you really need to supplement your income. Let's say you get downsized from your job at age 50, and you decide to transition into a less lucrative career, or maybe to work part-time. If you need additional income, you could set up a 72T plan and take substantially equal periodic payments until you reach age 59 and a half. Remember that once you hop on the 72T payment train, the ride must last for 5 years or until you turn 59 and a half, whichever is longer. So, after receiving payments for 9.5 years, so that's from age 50 to age 59 and a half, you could stop taking payments. Or you could keep the distributions coming in the same amount or even change it to any amount you like. Another scenario is when you accumulate plenty of money for retirement ahead of time and you want to use it to pay down debt or to make gifts to charities or family members. You could use a 72T payment plan to tap your retirement account early without penalty. When executed properly, taking 72T payments can be a smart way to tap your retirement funds early. However, figuring out the allowable payment schedule can be very complex. You can't just name your own amount. Taking too little, too much, or missing a distribution deadline can result in expensive consequences. In addition to owing income tax, messing up your 72T payments means that all of your distributions will be subject to the 10% early withdrawal penalty. Plus, interest on unpaid tax and penalties, and those get calculated from the original date you made an error. Therefore, always get help from a tax professional who has experience setting up a 72T. Weigh all your options carefully and never enter into a 72T plan lightly. Ask yourself if you really need the money or have other sources to tap. Make sure you can afford to trade your nest egg for an immediate cash flow. Taking payments now means that you drain the resources available to you later on in retirement. If you're looking for more resources and tools that I recommend for just about every area of your financial life, check out my tools page at lauradadams.com or go directly to lauradadams.com/tools. You'll find over 40 of the best products and services that will help you earn more, save more, be more productive, and accomplish a lot more with your money. I hope this show gives you a little more context for how you can access your retirement accounts early if you need to. I'm really glad you're listening. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me today. Cha-ching! That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.